broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for March the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Now, we were live last Saturday. Sam attends and reports on the LovingLiberty.net event that took place Friday night. It was incredible. Jeanette Finnicum was our speaker. And she updated us on the wrongful death lawsuit she's got filed against our government because they murdered her husband, Lavoy Finnicum. And wow, the details were shocking and startling about that. We also watched the second episode of the four-episode documentary film, Lavoy Finnicum, Dead Man Talking. Incredible event for that. I was there. I was grateful to be there. And man, Brian, who was the MC for the event, that's Brian Hyde, does a radio broadcast on LovingLiberty.net. Loving Liberty Show, tremendous talk radio. Check that out, by the way. But anyway, Brian kind of said this. You know what? I've been following this stuff closely, and every time I hear from people on the inside, I just find new evidence, new information that just shocks the conscience. Amen to that, Brian. You're spot on as it can be. It's just, wow. I mean, look, the government lied and got caught lying. They said there was 6 shots fired. Turns out, thank heavens to Shauna Cox's video, there were 8 shots fired. The government lied. They got caught lying on the stand, covering up for one another. The bottom line is we even knew who shot Lavoy Finnicum. The Oregon State Police did it. How do we know? Because the FBI has different bullets. They tried to gather all the casings, didn't get them all. Bottom line is they got caught lying again. See, rogue agents in government have got to be stopped, folks, if we want to save this republic. Secret combinations are getting above the people like you wouldn't believe, and it's got to stop. I mean, it's just out of control. Before we go on really quick, Kurt, do you want to kind of double down on any comments that you have? Kurt Crosby attended the event as well. And I want to give
you know, it's so tough in just a minute or two to, you know, kind of summarize it all, but... you know, there's the highs and the lows. The good people of like John Day, Oregon, you know, and how they received her after, you know, I guess on the anniversary of her husband's death there, you know, and how the local deputy sheriff treated her when she was pulled over for an infraction or whatever. You know, it's nice to see the good folks of America doing good things, and yet on the other hand, you see the outright evil and bad stuff from the FBI and those enemies of freedom. You know,
let's be very clear: there are good people in the FBI too. Let's not, you know, we don't want to just attack everybody, but these rogue agents in government have got to be uncovered and stopped. And what we've got to do is really prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, Kurt, is what we need to do. You just can't get away with that kind of stuff, folks.
You mean criminals paying for their...
Yes, sir. Every time, don't care who they are, don't care where they're from, don't care who they work for. When they commit criminal rogue activity on their own, they need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Absolutely. Because that's how we develop trust in the system again, Kurt. You know what? I get that if you've got, hundreds of FBI agents, imagine a couple can go rogue. I get it. We can't control that. What we can do, though, is make sure that we uncover it, that we're transparent about it, that we create appropriate, not only transparency, but accountability. Okay. And then I can have trust in the system again. You know what? When I talk to my friends in the FBI and they say, you know what? There's good guys in the FBI, Sam. There really are. I can say, you know what? I believe you. You're right. Right now, though, I say, I know you're right. There's good guys, but there's still a bunch of bad guys. And the bad guys aren't being made accountable. They're just allowed to, what, continue their abuses and slowly but surely gain more and more and more and more power. Eventually, that will come back to haunt us all. And so that's really kind of the issue. But anyway, it was a tremendous event, and I was delighted to be there. Now, Kurt, I don't know if you heard, but Garth Brooks got attacked for wearing, now listen carefully, a Sanders jersey. He wore a Sanders jersey when he was performing, and everybody freaked and melted down. Did you see this?
No, you're saying a Bernie Sanders jersey?
Well, just listen to me carefully now. I don't mean to play away. They said it was a Bernie Sanders jersey, but it was really a Sanders jersey, Kurt. And he got attacked all over Sanders the place. Well, it wasn't a Bernie Sanders jersey at all, Kurt. It was a Barry Sanders jersey.
Barry.
Okay. Do you know who Barry Sanders is, Kurt?
I think I remember. He's a football player.
Yeah, that's right. He's a Detroit Lions Hall of Fame running back, by the way, named Barry Sanders. So Garth Brooks was wearing a Hall of Fame running back Barry Sanders jersey, but everybody mistook it for a Bernie Sanders jersey, and they literally started piling on all over the guy. Well, it turns out they weren't even right, Kurt. And this goes to the point that I make oftentimes. You know what? Why would you attack Garth Brooks even if he did have a Bernie Sanders shirt on? Now, I personally would disagree with those politics, but I'm not ready to abuse Garth Brooks or to... Okay, we need to be civil here for a second. Not only was it bogus to treat him that way, but they were wrong, Kurt. They weren't even right. And this kind of reminds me of like the witch trials of yesteryear. It reminds me of the way they treat all kinds of people that they don't agree with or that don't seem to be like them. We have got to stop this stuff. Anyway, so Garth Brooks, poor guy, had a Barry Sanders jersey on, and don't dare wear one of those because people might get it, you know, confused with Bernie. Wow, we also talked about all four main cell phone carriers are facing penalties exceeding over $200, Kurt. Because they all basically are releasing your personal private information to all kinds of third parties, and the FCC is sick of it. We also talked about the deep state's coronavirus plot. Inside sources tell us that Pelosi and McConnell are scheming to slip the renewal, listen, of the USA Freedom Act in the coronavirus funding. So they're looking to violate your privacy from both sides of the aisle. And when we see the four cell phone carriers are doing it, and now Republicans and Democrats are doing it, you kind of go, whoa, crazy. Anyway, Donald Trump says he's going to open up libel laws. I sure hope he gets that done. Trump also sued the New York Times. So there you have that. By the way, there's devastating evidence in the new Lori Loughlin case. Yeah. Turns out notes turned over by prosecution prove her point. The government has been improperly withholding core exculpatory information, employing a win-at-all-cost effort rather than telling the truth and being transparent. You say, Sam, what are you talking about? Well, here's what Lori Loughlin's attorneys are now saying. There's notes from the main, you know, key guy that was involved in all these scandals, where he basically told them that it was not he's told them that it was just a donation to the university. So what Lori and crew are saying is, listen, we didn't commit a bribe. We were told clearly in handwritten notes by this guy when we were working on our donation to the university that it was a legitimate donation. So you could say we donated to the university, and you're right, but to say that we involved knowingly and willingly in a bribe is false, and here's the proof, and the government got caught withholding that evidence, Kurt. So it happens to what? Ammon Bundy? It now happens to Lavoie Finicum? It's happening to Donald Trump? And now it happens to Lori Loughlin? See, the government, rogue agents, are just corrupt at so many levels, it's shocking. Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org. Welcome back, brother.
Good to be back, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Quickly, we were talking about this incredible event at LovingLiberty.net that they put on at Liberty Hall up Friday night that was incredible. We just both made kind of our comments of how we thought it was just one of the best things to attend. We were really happy with that. And Kurt pointed out the highs and the lows, the highs of good people doing great things and the lows of some rogue agents doing bad things. And, you know, the contrast couldn't be more blatant or in your face. I mentioned how every time, as Brian Hyde, the MC, pointed out, every time we hear about this story, we find that there's more rogue agents acting badly, and we've got to hold them to account. So those were our points, Lowell. Did you, you were there with us. Did you want to make a point or two on that real quick?
Absolutely, Sam. Tremendous event. I especially appreciate it. See, that's the first time I've been there since they brought in that marvelous statue of George Washington on a horse. Saying or you know, crying out to the people, stand your ground, right? I think that's what he's saying, stand your ground. And so with his image right there in the background, I mean, it's a full-size, life-size, bigger than life-size probably, I don't know, but, I mean, a huge horse, huge statue, bronze right there as a backdrop. We're talking about standing your ground against an overreaching, tyrannical government, a government that cares not for the truth. They only want to apply the situation to their own advantage. They want to throw into prison whistleblowers and anybody who would expose their secrets, their bad acts, their infidelity, and then it's just like the secret combinations like of old, where they protect one another, all the bad guys, and then they try to lock up all the good guys. So, I mean, to me, it was a tremendous juxtaposition of Washington's statue right there in the background, while we talk about the perfidy of our own government right here in the foreground, Sam.
Amen. And let's be very clear, it's rogue agents within government. You know what? Your next-door neighbor may not be the bad guy. We're not suggesting that he is, but we are suggesting that very unique, powerful people have taken control, and they've created a secret combination getting above the people, and that's got to be stopped. We got to have transparency and accountability and insist on it, folks. Lowell Nelson in seconds.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the taxing entities in America are so convoluted and so complex, it's hard to know where to stand on every issue, I'll tell you that right now. But the Utah Property County Tax is totally out of control. Rejecttaxincrease.com is the website. I agree, we just got to find ways to put more money in the pockets of families and less money in the pockets of government. And then they'll have a whole lot less funding to carry out their never-increasing battle with the citizens. And government needs to think of this as they serve us. They work for us. They don't need to try to get above us and on top of us and beyond us and out of reach from us. But that's what this is about. There's plenty of money to run government. Focus on the proper role of government, but there'll never be enough money for the government to do all that it thinks it wants to do. And isn't that what this battle's about?
Yeah, exactly, Sam. They want to do more than what their proper role is. say, you know, life, the protection of life, liberty, and property, that's the fundamental role of government, right? I mean, it's citizens who have the fundamental right to defend their life, liberty, and property, simply delegating or vesting in a few public officers the authority to, you know, defend those important values, those rights, one's life, one's liberty, one's property. And whenever government goes beyond its proper role, then we get into welfare and socialism and, you know, people taking some money to pay for others, socializing the generalizing the cost and privatizing the benefits, right? I mean, so the Utah county government is actually getting more and more money all the time as people move into the county. But the burden of providing for providing the services and so forth to support those people largely falls upon the city, the municipalities, not the county. Most people who move to Utah County move into the unincorporated area. I'm sorry, move into the cities, not the unincorporated areas of the county. And yet, a portion of their property tax goes to the county, and so the county is getting more and more money all the time. And so it's not like they're not getting more money to support the programs and services they currently support and provide. I mean, they're doing an adequate job, and they need to continue to do just an adequate job with the money, the revenues that they're receiving, and that's why we're calling upon all the citizens of Utah County here in Utah to reject this property tax increase. It's a 67.4% increase, Sam. Now, I would understand a 2 or 3% increase maybe, but a 67% increase? All going to the general fund, which means it's not earmarked for any particular purpose.
Well, it's just because we might need it in the future. Never mind that they've already got a huge rainy day fund, a huge amount of money everywhere, right? I mean, they're awash with cash.
they wouldn't describe it that way, but yes, they have sufficient cash, they have sufficient tax revenues to continue to provide the services that they provide. And so... This 67.4% increase is very excessive. It's just excessive. That's why all I can say about it. And today is the last day for Utah County citizens to sign the referendum petition, which will put on the ballot in November this question: shall we raise our taxes by 67%? So what that means to an average family in Utah who paid $150 to the Utah County government last year, this year it would be $250, or a bump of $100, 100 more smackers, every household, every taxpayer, you know, in the county. And it's even worse for businesses because they pay more than that already. So, Sam, we need to reject this, and I please everybody, even if you have to drive to a location today where the petition is being carried by people, and you can find out where those locations are by going to rejecttaxincrease.com, then please do it. You might think it's not worth it, but folks, it is worth it. We need to send a clear, unmistakable signal to our Utah County government, meaning the three commissioners, well, actually two of the three that voted for this tax increase, that we do not want a tax increase here in Utah County. Sam?
By the way, Lowell, I can tell you where you can get some... a place to sign it. If you go by the honey table, you'll get a good place to sign it there.
People don't know where the honey table is, Kurt.
Well, I know. It's at the Shell gas station in Pleasant Grove.
Perfect. Okay. You know. So look for the honey table. You just look for Kurt Crosby. You'll see him selling raw honey right by the Shell gas station in Pleasant Grove, Utah. So you can check that out and go there. And I know some people that are around the country are going, why are you guys covering so many Utah issues? Because it's right now we're under siege because the Utah legislative session is in business. And they're in business, what, through the 12th? So we got 10 more days of, I would say, hostilities. And I don't mean that offensively. I'm being honest. When they have 1,000 bills thrown up against the wall like spaghetti and 500 of them stick every single year to just restrict and regulate and control and manipulate my life and the life of me and my wife and my children. And every single year, at some point, I just have to say the legislative session has got us under siege for, what is it, 45 days a year now?
And wouldn't it be nice, Lowell, if, they were doing that kind of thing that, you know, the president and his crew have been doing, where every time you got any new thing, you got rid of 8.5 other ones. But I haven't heard that from the state, have you?
No. There's a couple legislators that have that particular position, which I'm very grateful for, Mark Roberts being one of them. But it's few and far between, Kurt.
Anyway, bottom line is you can go there. You can also go to Harmon's, one of my favorite grocery stores, because they have all kinds of unique, interesting foods and such like that. I always usually go there and buy a bottle of specialty root beer when I go there. And then I can sign that petition at the same time. Or go by the Raw Honey Table in Pleasant Grove, Utah, right by the Shell gas station there. But either way, or you can watch Lowell running around getting the petition signed. You're actively running around with this petition, talking to people about it. And I mean, you're an activist to the best way possible, Lowell.
Well, I do what I can. Absolutely. If you need me to come to your house to get your signature, I'll be happy to do that this morning. But you just go to rejecttaxincrease.com. All our contact information is there. Locations are there. And sign up today. Today is the last day we can collect signatures, and then we have to turn them in, count them up, and see if we get this thing on the ballot.
Yeah, and here's the way I say it. You got to do it kind of the redneck way on your ballot. Just shout out a big H no. Heck no.
Right.
Right? All right. Just saying. All right. Thank you. Speaking of that, we also have to talk about SB, that's Senate Bill 91 in the state of Utah. There's a press release about it. And this is a serious issue, Lowell. In my opinion, a real opportunity, right?
It is, Sam. SB 54 of 2014 basically squashed or quashed, put a big, big damper on the way we do, the way parties, political parties here in the state of Utah pick their political nominees. SB 54 of 2014 said that anybody can assume the name of a political party and collect signatures and run in the primary for that political party. So Bernie Sanders, or Elizabeth Warren, or any of the famous Democrats that everybody in this nation knows, they could come to the
or Mitt Romney, Utah, who's kind of a famous Democrat rhino status.
Yep, they could claim they're Republican and go collect signatures and get a certain percentage of signatures in the state and or in their legislative district and run in the part that political party's primary, right? And so they could run in on the Republican Party ticket if they wanted to. Elizabeth Warren, right? Bernie Sanders, all of these, Buttigieg and all these Democrats could actually do that under current law in the state of Utah. That was the damage done by SB 54 2014. So this year, there's a bill, SB 91, Senate Bill 91, which amends that terrible statute of 2014, and it provides for four types of registered political parties. One that chooses its nominee by convention only and agrees to send the top two nominees at convention to a primary unless one of them gets two-thirds of the votes at convention. That's what the Republican Party has done here in this state for decades. That's giving us a pass back that we've taken for decades. That's one pass. The second pass is one that chooses its nominees, nominees who gather signatures or seeks nomination at convention or both. That's kind of the middle ground. And then the third way is a nominee that just gathers signatures. If a political party wants to use that way, they may. And then the last way, the political party could choose none of the above and forfeit its opportunity to participate in a regular primary election. So those are the four types of registered political parties described in this bill, SB 91. Well, I was up at the Capitol in Salt Lake City last Thursday afternoon where Phil Wright, the director of Keep My Voice here in Utah, discussed this bill. And he clearly indicated that this bill is stuck in the Senate Rules Committee. They do not want, the powers that be here in the state of Utah, do not want this bill to be heard. That's why you and I, Sam, Kurt, everybody listening here in Utah, needs to call their state senator and ask them to get SB 91 on the move.
And this is an example where just a few elites don't want the whole Senate and or the House or our representatives to even get a chance to vote on it. Are you comfortable with that, folks? I'm not.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pete Buttigieg has suspended his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination, just one day after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina primary. Buttigieg saying dropping out now is the best way to unify Americans and get Donald Trump out of the White House in November.
I will no longer seek to be the 2020 Democratic nominee for president, but I will do everything in my power to ensure that we have a new Democratic president come January.
Voters in 14 states will be casting their votes tomorrow, which is Super Tuesday. Health officials in the Seattle, Washington area confirming the nation's second death from coronavirus. They say a man in his 70s who was hospitalized for it has died. A Seattle area man died of the coronavirus on Saturday as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo touting a new deal with the Taliban that could finally bring peace to Afghanistan and end America's longest war.
American blood and treasure have been expended in this place for an awfully long time. We went there after 9/11. No one still feels the anger of that day any more than I do. But it was time, and the Taliban knew it was time.
Pompeo speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, stressing that it's about accountability, not just trust, adding that nobody's under any illusion that the path forward will be easy in Afghanistan. South Korea's reporting North Korea fired two what it calls unidentified projectiles into the Sea of Japan earlier today. They traveled about 150 miles out and 22 miles high. South Korea's military saying the launch is likely part of a combined military drill. If it was a missile test, it would be North Korea's first of the year 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking about a Senate bill, SB 91 press release, and we're talking about the importance of this. And this is a very deceptive issue. Unless you kind of study it and understand it, you can get off the beat on this one fairly easy. What they would try to tell you is, well, look, the ability to get on the ballot without following the caucus process that has occurred for years and decades in Utah, really our whole lifetimes, hey, this is good because it creates competition, but it's deceptive because, yes, it creates another way to get on the ballot, but it really circumvents a whole check and balance process called the caucus system that we've had for a long time. It, under the guise of competition, what it really does is stifle competition. And what this bill is trying to do is bring back real choices that are clear for the people to understand. What do you want your party to do? How do you want the system to behave? And so I think if you're not very careful, you can be very deceived with this SB 54 in the beginning and now SB 91 to try to correct it. It's very kind of hard to understand because it makes you believe, oh, well, what's wrong with competition and choices? Well, yeah. It's the manipulative reality that portrayal indicates that's the problem.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Sam. Deception is obviously one of the things that politicians use to pull their tricks over on the people, because rare is the person who actually takes a hard look at these things to understand its ramifications, its implications. And in this case, it's, SB 54 of 2014, it violated or encroached upon the right of an association of people to choose their nominees. And it's a violation of our right of association. It truly is. And so, this bill, SB 91, attempts to correct that violation. It restores the right of the people, of a group of people, to associate and choose their nominees in the way that they choose.
In other words, it provides true choice, not a fake choice.
Right, and the caucus system is an awesome way, probably the best way I have ever seen in my lifetime of choosing, you know, your political party's nominees. If you go just signature route, then basically you're just allowing a person to buy their way onto the ballot and buy their way into the
circumventing some incredible checks and balances in a really informative vetting process that gets circumvented or shut down when you do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, because when you have your own friends and neighbors, or perhaps yourself as delegate, where you're actually vetting the candidate face to face, nose to nose, where you're asking tough, hard questions, they have to answer to you. You and your neighbors, basically, they have to answer to the delegates, county delegates, state delegates, who spend a ton of time researching the candidates, listening to them in small groups or in one-on-one situations or in speaking to large halls of people, and looking at their records, how they voted in previous years, if they're currently in office. So with that kind of scrutiny, almost nobody can pull the wool over the voter's eyes. And it's this vetting process that is so valuable. And that's one of the reasons why Utah tends to be, what people like to call the best managed state in the nation. I don't know if that's true, but it is true that we balance our budget every year. And maybe on the backs of the people too much, but, we do balance the budget.
Hey, so it's better than most. It's a relative discussion, but it still is a lot better than most of the situations, for sure.
Yeah. Now, just one more thing on this, Sam. I asked my senator, Dan Hemmert, what can we do to get this bill onto the floor of the Senate? I said, you and Dan McKay are both on the Senate Rules Committee. Why is this bill languishing in rules? I texted him that last night, 10 o'clock, morning. About an hour ago, he wrote back, he said, the Senate Republican caucus has taken an unofficial position that it doesn't want the bill heard. It won't be heard this session. So I take that as a challenge, Sam, and I challenge all of my good friends and neighbors, liberty-loving Utahns, to call their state senator today and get this bill moving out of the Senate Rules Committee and onto the floor of the Senate so it can take an up or down vote. I want every senator on record voting this bill up or down, because it is going to be an election issue during this election year. So the members of the committee, Dan McKay, he's the one sponsoring the bill, thank goodness, and also on that Rules Committee is Buxton, Fillmore, Anderegg, Harper, Hemmert, Ipsen, Iwamoto, and Maine. If any of these are your state senator, please give them a call and ask them to get SB 91 onto the floor of the Senate. Sam?
There you have it. So two actions in Utah. We got 10 days left of the abuse. It ends on the 12th, right, Lowell?
Yeah, Thursday.
And so I know a lot of people are going to be like, Sam, that's just too harsh. Come on. No, look, we're under siege. When 500 new laws go into effect every single year, isn't that out of control, folks? I mean, look, in 30 years, 500 times 10 is what? 5,000 times 30 years, 15,000 new regulations and government edicts. And I mean, it's out of control, folks, just out of control. So ladies and gentlemen, SB 91, get your senator to vote yes, get it out of committee big time, and reject taxincrease.com. If you can catch up with Lowell, good. If not, go to see Kirk Crosby, right by the Shell station in Pleasant Grove, Utah, and buy some local raw honey and then sign that petition. Grab a great Make America Great Again hat while you're at it, and you can do all that. Ron Paul has some devastating news, in my opinion, to report. Sad to report, but we must tell the truth on all sides of the equation, Lowell. That's what we're known for. That's what we're going to do now. Ron Paul with the update.
He entitles his column, Trump's Betrayal of Julian Assange. Well, That's absolutely what's happened. Ron observes that the one thing we have clearly learned from the Trump presidency is that the deep state is not some crazy conspiracy theory, Sam, but it is truly factual. It has for 3 years now been trying to oust Trump ever since he was elected. It all began, as you know, when CIA Director John Brennan claimed that Russia had tainted the 2016 election. He writes, it was claimed that all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies agreed that Putin put Trump in office, but we found out later that the report was cooked up by a handful of Brennan's hand-picked agents. That's what happened, folks. And ever since then, they've been trying to get rid of him. The deep state opposed Trump even before his election, and the reason they did so is because he said, as a candidate, mind you, more than 100 times on the campaign trail, he was saying, I love WikiLeaks. Well, he loved it when WikiLeaks exposed the criminality of Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party when it cheated Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. WikiLeaks' release of the DNC emails exposed the deep corruption at the heart of U.S. politics. And as a candidate, Trump loved the transparency. End of quote there. So, but the problem here, Sam, is that when Trump got elected, or after he got elected, he changed his tune. And this is the real tragedy of the Trump presidency, or one of them, I guess. He says, I know nothing about WikiLeaks. He said, it's really not my thing. Can you believe that? It's turnaround, 180-degree turnaround.
Well, and if Donald doesn't know anything about WikiLeaks, he ought to sit down with Sam Bushman so I can educate him on that stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Just want to help out the president there. We could sit down and catch him up to speed pretty quickly, don't you think, Lowell?
Yeah, I think you could do a great job of that. So last week on Monday, all right, 7 days ago, February 24th, this extradition hearing in the United Kingdom, right, began. And it's basically a show trial, because they're not really interested in justice. That's the problem. It's worthy of the worst of the Soviet era, right? And the U.S. is seeking a 175-year prison sentence on Julian Assange. And so what's the Trump administration arguing over there at this trial? They're arguing that this Australian gentleman named Julian Assange should be tried and convicted of espionage against a country in which he is not a citizen. At the same time, the Trump administration argues that the First Amendment does not apply to Assange because he is not an American citizen. How crazy is that, Sam? How crazy it is for us, for the U.S. to be saying, look, we have jurisdiction and we can convict him of espionage against us when he's not even a citizen of this country, but because of he's not a citizen of this country, the First Amendment protections don't apply to him. That's crazy. It's just not logical, Sam.
Well, it's more than not logical, though. In my opinion, look, the deep state that Donald Trump is serving by persecuting Julian Assange is the same deep state that is attacking and planning Donald Trump's own ouster. I mean, it's insane. We got to free Assange. This is insane, Lowell.
Absolutely right, Sam. It is insane. And to show how insane it is, I want to refer to an article next by Caitlin Johnstone talking about why this is such a scam trial, Sam.
The opening paragraph says it all. Lowell's got details in seconds on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
There's a lie, there's a smear that Julian Assange recklessly put people's lives in danger. Caitlin Johnston debunks that false narrative. The first paragraph is all important of her incredible article, Lowell.
Quote, "The prosecution in the Assange extradition trial has falsely alleged," okay, now the prosecution, by the way, is our U.S. Attorneys from the United States, okay? "The prosecution has falsely alleged that WikiLeaks recklessly published unredacted files in 2011, which endangered people's lives." So basically they're saying that WikiLeaks published the names of, like, spies and espionage agents and so forth working for the U.S. and thus endangered their lives. But that's what the allegation is. That's a false allegation. In reality, she says, the Pentagon admitted that no one was harmed as a result of the leak during the Manning trial, and the unredacted files were actually published elsewhere as a result of a Guardian journalist recklessly including a real password in a book about WikiLeaks. End of quote. In other words, during the Bradley or Chelsea Manning trial, Brigadier General Robert Carr testified under oath, Sam, that no one was hurt by them. And so as Assange's defense highlighted during the trial so far last week, the unredacted publications were the result of a password being published in a book written by Guardian reporters Luke Harding and David Lee. WikiLeaks didn't speak publicly about the publication of the password for several months to avoid calling attention to it, but broke its silence when it learned that a German weekly called Freitag was preparing a story about it. And so just last night, Sam, I watched the footage of a video clip of Assange calling the U.S. State Department trying to warn them of an imminent security breach by this German weekly called Freitag. But the State Department refused to escalate the call. I watched it just
so now. Julian Assange is in the clear is the bottom line. The evidence is absolutely ample, and this incredible column highlights that for the American people, because we're not getting the word. Donald Trump is the one that needs to be in the know and call this out publicly to the whole world to highlight reality. But I want to take a step back from that discussion for a second and make a point. Mm-hmm. Who's putting people in danger? The deep state that creates these shenanigans? Or somebody who blows the whistle on them? Okay, let's be very clear. So even if the password did get leaked, or even if Assange or somebody else did put this information out, we need to talk about the criminal activity going on that requires the whistleblowing, not discuss the whistleblower being the problem. Okay, if you're involved in criminal activity or secret activity that puts people in harm's way, and I let people know about it, I'm not at fault. You need to quit doing it in the first place. And so we've got a case of defending Julian, which I agree with. And I don't think he did what they claim he did, but it's a false narrative. The real narrative is, hey, why do we need a whistleblower anyway? Because criminals are in charge. That's why. Isn't that really a truth-telling reality for a minute, though?
Yeah, well put, Sam. Absolutely.
Why do we need a whistleblower at all? If they're honest, if they're transparent, if they're obeying the law, if they're... Okay, there's no whistleblower needed, is there, sir?
None at all.
Okay, so the real issue here is the criminal activity requiring a whistleblower. But then what we do is we get off on the debate of do the whistleblower put somebody in harm's way? No, the criminal activity and the secrecy and the classification of false information, in other words, using classified situations when it's not necessary, when transparency should be the order of the day, that's the problem. It's kind of like if somebody stole something from a store, and then I showed the video where they stole, and then someone got killed, and then they say, Sam, you're at fault. No, no, no. The guy that stole is at fault. Otherwise, there'd be no need for a video and no need for me to show it at all. Now, the fact that somebody got killed downstream is a whole nother, again, one crime stealing doesn't enact another crime killing, but all of it resulted from violating the laws of not only nations, but of God. And the lack of transparency relating thereto. The guy like me trying to stop both crimes, how do you blame me? See how false the whole narrative is, sir?
Yeah, that's crazy, Sam. And the parallels between this case right now and the Bundy case and the Oregon Ranchers case, very, very similar, right?
And even Donald Trump's case.
Yeah, because the U.S. is just flat out lying. They are just bald-faced lying at this extradition hearing. They're claiming stuff that's not true. That's a lie. And they're doing it. And Assange's defense attorney is clearly pointing this out. Clearly. And yet, we haven't seen the end of that yet. But
and then Donald's just like, oh, I don't know much about it.
Yeah. They're going to find him, guilty of something or worthy of being bound over to trial to the U.S. He's not a citizen of the United States. They have no jurisdiction over him, and yet they're going to get him, and they're going to lock him up for 175 years. And it's just insane, Sam.
Our prayers are with Julian, ladies and gentlemen, and we pray that Donald Trump gets up to speed yesterday, either quits lying that he's not up to speed or gets up to speed, I don't care which, and that we can defend Julian, and we hope that we can stop the deep state by creating transparency and accountability, whether it be Donald Trump, whether it be Ammon Bundy, whether it be Lavoie Finicum, whether it be hopefully not you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, or whether it be Julian Assange. We have got to create accountability. And when the U.S. is flat out lying, these criminals have got to be stopped. These rogue agents in government have absolutely got to be stopped, and we need to create accountability. And if you don't, Donald, they're going to get you too, buddy. I'm telling you right now. That's their end game. That's what they're going for. By the way, good news, Pete Buttigieg or whatever Buttigieg, whatever, that guy basically had to quit. He's just out. So is Tom Steyer. So now you're going to have a battle between Biden and Sanders is kind of the battle. But there's another article.
Well, Bloomberg and what's her name, Warren and Klobuchar still in. So
yeah,
you got five.
You got also in, that right? Lady from Hawaii too.
Oh, Tulsi Gabbard still.
Yeah, but none of those people even matter. The only people that matter right now, as far as I can tell, is Bernie Sanders and Biden, unless Bloomberg blows it up with a convention and some unique twist. Right? Time will tell where we're at on all that. But Super Tuesday's tomorrow.
He's got $1 billion for it,
and I predict there'll be a runaway from Biden at this point because he's gonna, Anyway, Eric Zuez.
You mean runaway from Bernie?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Okay, yeah. You said a runaway from Biden.
Biden runaway from Bernie. Right. All right, Eric Zuez. Is that how you say his name? Is in the news.
I think so. Yeah, don't know, but Zuez sounds good to me.
He's in the news, doing a great job with an article that we really need to consider.
Yeah, this really caught my eye because it's talking about an idea that I hadn't even thought about, but it kind of explains a lot. This article by Eric Zuez was posted on RonPaulInstitute.org. And just a week ago, it's entitled, How to Know If America is Your Enemy. Well, the opening paragraph tells it all, folks. He starts out, if your country is friendly toward Russia, China, or Iran, then today's American government is probably applying subversion, economic sanctions, or maybe even planning a coup, or if none of those will succeed, probably is wargaming now for a possible military invasion and permanent military occupation of your country. These things have been done to Russia, Iran, China, Yugoslavia, Venezuela, Bolivia, Ecuador, Cuba, Ukraine, Georgia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, and some other countries. End of quote. So basically he's saying, look, if your country, and so say you're out in Brazil or say you're in Rhodesia or some other country, right? outside of the United States, and your country is making nice with Russia, China, or Iran, then chances are pretty good that the U.S. is planning to overthrow your government either by economic sanctions or by coup or whatever, right? Now, I agree that this is a good general rule, but then the author continues with this, says, after the 9/11 attacks in America, the U.S. government has added another system for selecting countries to immiserate. That's a word I'd never seen before. Immiserate. It means to make miserable. A way for to select other countries to immiserate, and those are mainly the countries that already suffer the most misery. Some of them are countries that were listed above, but others, many others, are not, and are selected instead largely because they are already in misery and also because America, that is, the deep state which controls it, America's hundreds of billionaires who control international corporations and the press and so forth in America, they want to control the given target country in order to extract its natural resources or simply in order to place some of U.S. military bases there so as to be better able to invade other countries. Interesting ideas. Both propounded by Thomas Barnett at the U.S. Naval College in a 2004 book called The Pentagon's New Map. Now, here's his key statement, Sam. A country's potential to warrant a U.S. military response is inversely related to its globalization connectivity. Globalization connectivity, end of quote. So what does that mean, Sam? It means that if they're globally connected, right, if they're part of the global community in a big, big way, then probably the U.S. is not going to beat up on them, right? But if they're like South Korea, that's not connected very much to the rest of the world, then the U.S. regime probably is planning how to beat up on them, you know, like Iran.
Well, right? And sadly, we've become the hardcore pro-war, pro-military industrial complex, armed, trained, fund everybody around the world, and just agitate for war. Sadly, that's what we become against our founding principles, sir.
Yes, sadly so. And to contrapose or to juxtapose this current foreign policy with the advice of our founders and framers, let me quote John Quincy Adams, who in his July 4th, 1821 address said this, quote, wherever the standard of freedom and independence has been or shall be unfurled, there will her heart, her benedictions, and her prayers be. Speaking of America, basically, when her, meaning her, meaning America's heart. Continuing on, he says, but she goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. She is the well-wisher to the freedom and independence of all. She is the champion and vindicator only of her own. She will recommend the general cause by the countenance of her voice and the benignant sympathy of her example. End of quote, Sam. That's an incredible statement by John Quincy Adams. We're not going to go push our, you know, bully our way around. We're simply going to, with a benignant sympathy, our example, benignant meaning benevolent and kind, by the kind sympathy of our own example, we're going to encourage liberty in all other countries of the world, Sam.
Eric Zues, ladies and gentlemen, with an incredible column, How to Know If America Is Your Enemy. And sadly, that's what we are dealing with today. Incredible article. Again, you got to pay attention to my show notes to where these articles come from and who they're from, and look them up and read them. I'm telling you right now, when Lowell Nelson is on your radio, it's right down with a pen, homework time, because there's so much information. We can never pack it into an hour, but we do our very best. And then when you do the homework and get caught up, you'll find that, man, just incredible prose by phenomenal authors. CampaignForLiberty.com or .org, I'm sorry. RonPaulInstitute.org. CampaignForLiberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org. Study these columns, these people from my show notes. I'm telling you, just a treasure trove of information. Thank you, Lowell. Godspeed.
You're welcome, Sam and Kurt. You're great.
Thank you, sir. We declare this nation shall endure.